And it's just not just the maternity services. This is happening right across the system. Professor Seamus O'Reilly, medical oncologist at CUH in Cork, can tell us how this cyber attack is hitting their work. What did you come into this morning, Professor O'Reilly?
Good morning. So we came into paralysis of our information technology systems with all computers switched off because of the ransomware attack. HSV have really acted very quickly on all of this. Our main concern is patient safety. So on the ward on this morning, concern about results that might be outstanding and laboratory data that needs to be available to manage patient care today. So that would be our main focus for the rest of the day, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's very distressing for patients, to be honest with you. There might be results that need clarification or test results that they're waiting for. So there's a lot of distress in our clinic today and on the ward today because of this.
Will you be having to postpone some treatments, some chemotherapy? I mean, I can only imagine, because so much of cancer treatment depends on ongoing testing. You can only do one thing when you have the results from another and so on.
Yes. So we're probably going to play it case by case today, depending on what. Sometimes we do pre-testing so that the blood results might have been done a day or so ago. So we'd have the results in advance. So it's going to have to be on a case-by-case basis. But as you say, cancer care is very time-dependent, so we're anxious that if we can go ahead with treatment in a safe way, we will.
Which means putting a huge number of staff under terrific pressure, because you're going to be having to switch to paper records.
Yes. Well, we have a kind of a hybrid model of paper and electronic. I guess if you ever wondered how dependent you were on our electronic systems, we've just found out this morning how utterly reliant we are on them, and how important the issues of firewalls and safe and backup systems that your previous speaker mentioned, but also the patient safety issue that your previous speaker mentioned as well. Other hospitals have had this. In Boston, there were cyberware attacks on hospitals in the Boston area, I think about two years ago. But it's pressure on a system that's already pressurized and has been dealing with COVID pandemic for the last year. So but I think it's the patients waiting for results that I would feel most for, and where they're living in that zone of uncertainty, which is very unfortunate.
Absolutely, and our thoughts are with them and your staff in trying to provide the best care you can to them today. The best of luck to you, and thank you for talking to us. That's Professor Seamus O'Reilly, medical oncologist at CUH in Cork. And a final piece of the programme, just a reminder to give you before we go to the news summary at 9 o'clock. Here's the HSE Chief Executive Paul Reid on patients with appointments today.
Help patients, departments, some of the impacts that it would have. Now again, during the course of the morning, once we become clearer of what those impacts are, we will continue with national, and indeed the individual services themselves will be communicating with patients. What I can say, and what I do want to reassure everybody you're listening this morning, is the vaccination programme continues, not impacted, so everybody should still come forward, indeed everybody should still come forward until they hear something different from us.